Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, it's still warm. And many people, like Alison texted earlier on, listening to us in Lanzarote, they're on holidays. So they're experiencing extreme heat still. I'll tell you now, right? This is the thing that might interest you. Your fan and how you're using it. Rob, you spoke before about the bowl of ice trick, putting it in front of your fan, mm-hmm. and it blows, the room becomes cooler as the ice melts, right? So there's one for you. Other ones, it's really important where your fan is. So they work brilliantly in mild heat, but I had one in Spain last week in 40 degree heat. Absolutely useless, blowing hot air around the room. So if you're using fans, you've got to think about where you're putting them. If you point your fan outside, so turn it away from you, point it to a window, slightly towards the window, it pulls the hot air out of the room and pushes it outside. So you don't have your fan facing you. You have it up at the window, facing outwards, and it pulls the warm air out of the room.
What?
Yes.
How am I only learned this at 41 years of age?
And if you have a ceiling fan, not many of us have those in this country, you set them counterclockwise to pull the hot air away out of the room.
They never go counterclockwise,
well,
do
you
they?
You set them to go counterclockwise.
Can you do
yes,
that?
You can. So, looking at a video of it right here.
Are they noisy, those ceiling fans, I wonder?
They are a bit, but they're no more noisier than the one... The fans I'm looking at here, the ones you have one, don't you, in your room? I don't have one.
The ceiling fan?
No, the other ones, the stand, freestanding fans. Do you have one of them? No,
yeah, but my, and it rotates, yeah.
Yeah, so you have that one. So you can put that near the window and pull out the warm air from the room. Creating a cross breeze as well. If you strategically place the fan around the room, it can create a nifty cross breeze. Place one by the window, another in the middle of the room. They'll work together to push the cold air around. The other ones, I know we've done loads of these before about cooling down, right? But these ones I've tried and tested. The ice pack. So those really good ice packs, you get the flat ones, a bit like a little mini pillow. Mm-hmm. You know the ones you use for sports injuries and stuff. Yeah. Invest in one of those, not just using a bag of peas that's a bit sharp and too cold. And you just put it on your pulse points. Any veins, the veins are the things you want cooled down. So if you put that on your feet, your ankles, on your wrists, at your neck, that'll help you out hugely. And the other thing, menthol tea, interestingly enough. Menthol triggers your receptors in your mouth that make you feel cold. So foods containing menthol like mint or basil or tarragon offer a cooling sensation. So menthol tea, apart from hydrate. We all know that, don't we?
You were telling me to drink tea a few weeks back when we were talking about the heat wave.
Yeah.
And I did, and it worked.
It does work.
Cooled you down. It's weird. You wouldn't think it does, but it does.
And this is a weird one as well. We spoke about freezing parts of your bed clothes. The problem for me is I have no room in my freezer. Hang a wet sheet in front of an open window. Freezing cold room.
Fred, it wouldn't be freezing cold. See, here's that sheet. There it is.
Take your foot off the exaggerator.
well, yeah, frozen t-shirt. You could do that, couldn't you?
You could do a frozen t-shirt, yeah. As I said, though, this whole putting stuff in the freezer, I don't have any room in my freezer ever. So I wouldn't fit a t-shirt in my freezer.
Listen, it's a great game if ever the friends and family around. Frozen t-shirt. First one to get out on wins a prize. If you ever tried to put on a frozen...
No.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that, yeah. We used to play the wet t-shirt competitions.
Yeah, similar but frozen. Through to point.
And not for the whole family.
No, we did this. I was DJing in the porterhouse and, I don't think it's there anymore, actually, Cross Guns Bridge in Glasnevin. And I think it was a New Year's Eve party or something. And that was one of the games they played. So they had, like, porterhouse branded t-shirts that were frozen. And we had about 10 people lined up to try and get these on. But they were literally frozen. So you're like, they're ripping it apart. Yes. And then you're trying to get it over your head. That's
great crack.
Yeah. There's a game for you now for the weekend. 20 to 9, I beg your pardon. East Coast FM. There we are, Hacks.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.